and Holy Spirit and one God, Amen. Today, the fifth day of the blessed month of Nisi, may God end in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sin and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord. O my fathers and my brethren, Amen. This day marks the departure of the righteous prophet Amos, one of the 12 minor prophets. He was born in Tekoa, south of Jerusalem, to a poor family. He tended to the sheep and was tender of sycamore fruits. He prophesied in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the second, the son of Joash. King of Israel, he was contemporary to Hosea, the prophet who succeeded him. God had sent him to the children of Israel to caution them and advise them to bear fruit that befit repentance before the coming of the day of the vengeance. He prophesied also about the patience of the Lord and the darkness of the sun on the day. He also prophesied concerning the lamentation and the sorrow which should come upon the children of Israel after this, how their feasts would turn into days of sorrow, and their joy into weeping, their dispersion among all countries, and how they would be deprived of the help of God. He was called a prophet of afflictions because of his harsh rebuke to the sinners. This prophet prophesied about 800 years before the advent of the Lord Christ, then departed in peace. The blessing of these prayers be with us all, Amen. On this day also of the year 804 of the martyrs, St. James, Bishop of Mysore, or Cairo, departed this saint, longed since his young age for the monastic life. So he went to the wilderness of St. Macarius, where he was tonsured a monk. Then he was ordained a deacon for St. John's Monastery. Because of his virtuous life, great knowledge, and piety, he was consecrated Bishop of Mysore, having been enthroned upon the episcopal throne. He added to his prayer asceticism and worship. During his episcopate, he was a teacher and a spiritual guide for his people. When he completed his good strife, filled for a short time, then departed in peace. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, Amen. Today also of the year of 1346 of the martyrs, Pope Ioannis, the 99th of Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He was born in the city of Milawi. Two Christian parents raised him in piety and godliness. When he grew, became a monk in the monastery of Amba Antonius. He lived in righteous monastic life. He was upright and loved to read books and manuscripts. When Pope Macarius, St. Mark, departed, the bishops, priests, and lay leaders unanimously agreed to choose him for a patriarchate. He was consecrated on the seventh day of the Oud, year of 1336 of martyrs. He had a strong personality and was impartial and just in his judgments, so he earned a little the just judge. He was kind and loving to the priests, merciful to the needy, and compassionate to the poor. Because of his pity and goodness, he never asked for anything from anyone all the days of his life. During his days, a grave epidemic spread, which led to the death of many. Pope Ioannis visited his flock in Upper Egypt many times. During his return from Upper Egypt after his last visit, he visited Abnoub and spent the night there, where he felt seriously ill. He asked for a boat which he sailed on the El Beada nearby Malawi. He departed there, where they prayed over him as befitting his honor, and was buried in the monastery of the Saint Abba Bishoy in Deir el-Barsha. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, Amen. On this day also of the year of 1033 of the martyrs, the great Saint Amba Barsoum, the naked Ilarian, who was perfect in the love of God, departed. He was born in Cairo, and his father was called Ilwagih, who was a scribe of the Queen Shagaratudur. When his parents departed, his uncle took possession of all what they had left him. Barsoum did not quarrel with his uncle, but forsook the world and lived the life of the hermits. He lived outside the city for 5 years, suffering the harshness of the summer heat and winter cold. He wore no clothing except hairy sackcloth.
Then he shut himself up in a cave inside the church of St. Mercurius, Abu Sifin in Old Cairo, for 20 years in ceaseless prayer and fasting. There was a huge serpent in that cave. When he entered the cave and saw this serpent, he prayed to God and he made the sign of the cross over himself and moved toward the serpent, reciting the psalm saying, "You trample the serpent and then snakes, and you tread upon the lion and the dragon." Then he said to the serpent, "O blessed one, stand still in your place." And then he made the sign of the cross over it. He entreated God to remove the beastly nature from it. As he finished his prayer, the serpent changed its nature and became tame. The saint told the serpent, "Henceforth, O blessed one, you shall not have power or might to harm anyone, but you shall be subject and obedient to what I say to you." The serpent manifested signs of submission and obedience and became with the saint as a lion, where with Daniel, the prophet in the din. Later, on he left the cave and lived on the top of the roof of the church. He endured the summer heat and the winter cold until his skin became dark from utter asceticism. During his days, a great persecution befell the Christians. The ruler sized at the saint, severely smote him, then imprisoned him. When he was released, he went to the monastery of Al-Chahran, where he lived on the roof of the church, and he increased his asceticism. When his fame and virtues became well known, the rulers of that time, from princes and judges, visited him asking for his blessings and advice, and no one dared to force him to wear a blue turban. The saint continually entreated and supplicated God to take his anger away from his people and to lift up the hardships from them. Having completed his good and deed over, he departed at a good old age, and he was 60 years old. He was buried in the monastery of Chahran in Masarat Helwan. Later on, the name of the monastery was changed to carry his name, the monastery of Saint Barsoum el-Aryan. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Be Ire Sire.